Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Josh Costell. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one of the things you can find there is the work that Josh has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust, all the way back, golly, I guess about 7 years or so now. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. His company is Tozer Energy Solutions and Applying Knowledge Systems. And we're talking about something he calls Success Fee Partners. And this is where, Josh, this is where someone would go to work for you. And because you'd give them a specific job, it'd be a high level kind of thing. These are highly competent, highly accomplished people that would fill the bill like this, and that you'd need them to do something that they could do that you probably couldn't do, but they only get paid other than expenses. They only get paid if what you ask them to do actually happens. Is that the way it works?
Yes, you're using them really as the door opener to, based on their previous relationships, to just do a very light initial qualifying, the introduction, and then bringing you in.
Now, you don't know this, Josh, and I've never talked about this on the show before, but I used to do things like this in my consulting company. I did it for some people, and I turned other people down. I had clients, consulting clients, who were paying me to work on projects, consulting projects for them. And occasionally they would say, I want you to go get me introduced to this person. I want you to go put this deal together for me. This would be something that would need to be done at an executive level that they didn't want their own employees to do, but they weren't qualified to do, and they thought that I was. If they were my customer, I would go do that, and I would actually say sometimes, I'll tell you what, you're already using me, you're already helping me make a living, I'll go do this project, and if it doesn't happen, it's on me. If it does happen, you'll pay me this premium. And then I had other people, though, who would call me and want me to do that, and I didn't have a relationship with them. They just wanted me to do it on the come, so to speak. And take the leap with them. And I refused to do that because I said to them, how do I know you're capable of pulling this deal off even if I get it, if I lay it in your lap? So I would do it with people I knew. I wouldn't do it with people if that was the only way I had a relationship with them.
Exactly, Jim. I mean, that's a great point. The people that we're bringing on are people that are mostly people that have been former clients of ours.
Right.
Have experienced our projects or solutions or products firsthand and feel like it's something that they think would be beneficial to other people, their peers that they know in that market segment.
And they probably would know what the chances of their success would be because, I mean, they would know that more than you would. In fact, it might be a cakewalk for them. They may say, wow, this is found money.
Right, exactly.
Because they know the players. But, the way it happened to me was some of my clients, they'd be lamenting something. They'd be, oh, I wish I could do so-and-so. And I could tell that they were really in some pain, and I'd say, well, why don't you let me work on that? And they say, well, yeah, but I don't want to pay your hourly rate to go. I said, look, that's when I would offer them. I didn't call it that because I didn't know the term, but I would offer them basically a success fee partnership.
Yeah. You know, one interesting side benefit of it, Jim, is that if you can bring on success fee partners, they are the most scrutinizing and I'm from Missouri, prove it to me type of people because they're in a trusted advisor role with their peers.
Right.
So they have to be believers, and if they can't say, I did this and this is the result, that's really the strength of them even being able to contact their peers.
Yeah, they've got to be able to, I mean, if somebody takes a relationship with you on a success fee basis, you're more under scrutiny, you're being more judged than the other person is. Because there is concern that the only thing they have, the people you're talking about that fit this capability, the only thing they have is their reputation and their credibility. Otherwise,
good point.
Otherwise, if they were representing you to me, and I had a high regard for them, and then they hooked two of us up together, and you didn't do your job, it reflects on them. It doesn't reflect on you.
Agreed.
Yeah. So it's a very interesting concept. How do you compensate these people? What is that premium basis?
It's typically somewhere between 1% and 3%. And think
of the total ticket.
Right, depending on size and what they do. Now, the interesting thing is that in many ways they can almost form their own distributorship or rep.
Right.
Firm, mm-hmm. with not having to lay any cash out at all. They don't even have to carry inventory other than inventory of goodwill and trust.
And by the way, if you and I were putting together a success fee partnership, Josh, I'd be charging 5%. I wouldn't be charging 1% to 3%.
Jim, you would be worth every penny of it.
I'd make you pay 5. Hey, give us that website.
So are we negotiating right now?
Exactly. Give me your website, please.
The website is MeasureMax, MeasureMax.com.
MeasureMax.com. When we come back, we're going to change horses a little bit. Josh is an energy expert. And you know this solar energy thing that's going on right now. Josh knows about that. He's going to tell us why that happened, why that company failed after getting a loan from the government.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.